Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents Flintlock by William W. Johnstone with J.A. Johnstone. Narrated by Terrence Aselford. With performances by Michael John Casey, Michael Glenn, Tia Shearer, Chris Gennebach, Scott McCormick, David Jordan, Evan Casey, Gary Tells, Eric Messner, Richard Rowan, Paul Reisman, Rose Elizabeth Supan, Mort Shelby, Christopher Graybill, J.W. Roan, Tim Carlin, Andy Clements, Lily Beacon, James Konacek, Tim Getman, Christopher Walker, Ken Jackson, Elizabeth Jernigan, Jacob Yeh, Bradley Smith, Colleen Delaney, James Lewis, Patrick Busink, Yasmin Toison, Terrence Aselford, Nick DePinto, Drew Copas, Steve Wanall, Thomas Keegan, Amanda Forstrom, Matthew Keenan, Nanette Savard, and Chris Stinson. Flintlock number 3, Kill or Die. A Mexican Mona Lisa with a come-hither smile was Sam Flintlock's undoing. In fact, she damn near got him killed, a source of irritation that would trouble him for days. The girl held open the blanket that served as a door to the cantina, stood to one side, and beckoned to him. Now, a man of Flintlock's experience should have heeded the warning signs. A woman who wore a red, clinging dress, yes, cut up to there, that barely covered her breasts. A tightly laced corset and high-heeled ankle boots was obviously up to no good. But the beautiful femme fatale wore an eye patch of scarlet leather adorned with a thin pocket watch, and Flintlock was fascinated. How readily he ignored the two expensive horses standing hip-shot at the hitching rail, one of them bearing an elaborately engraved silver saddle with the initials AP on the back of the cantle. A man of the West like Flintlock should have wondered if those initials could possibly be those of Alphonse Plume, the Nacogdoches draw fighter. But the smiling seductress showed a deal of tanned thigh under fishnet stockings and black garters, and Flintlock threw caution to the winds. He advanced on the girl with a smile on his homely face and a song in his heart. It was a bad move, and one he'd very soon regret. After the heat and searing brightness of the southeast Texas day, the cantina was cool and dark, lit by oil lamps. The odor of peppers and ancient human sweat hung in the air. The girl took Flintlock's hand in hers and led the way to a table.
Buy poor little Conchita a drink, big boy?
Sure. Name your poison, girl.
Carlos! Tequila!
Are you hungry, senor? I have hard-boiled eggs and cheese. Do you like cheese?
He's not hungry, Carlos. At least not for food. You're very handsome, senor. We will enjoy ourselves tonight, I think.
Flintlock knew he was anything but handsome, and the Thunderbird tattooed across his throat added nothing to his appearance. But he still didn't smell a rat. Even when one of the two Americanos who sat back in the gloom got up and crossed the floor, he didn't notice or care. The man opened the curtain, glanced outside, and then returned. He whispered something to his companion, and the other man nodded. Had Flintlock's head not been filled with Conchita, he might have put two and two together and realized that the man had looked outside to check on Flintlock's horse to see if it was worth killing him for. It was a brown horse, and Sam had paid $100 for it. On the frontier, a man's life was worth a whole lot less than that.
I'm so hot. The night is warm. I can't wait to get out of my corset. What is your name?
Flintlock. But you can call me Sam.
Sam is such a beautiful name.
Yep, I'm right partial to it my own self. How does that corset work?
It laces up the back. See?
Oh, yeah. I see it.
Do you think you could help me with it?
I have that offering you in a trice, little lady.
Bad boy. We'll have fun, huh?
Depend on it.
There's a woman in this here cantina who's cheating on me. I won't mention... Sample complete. Ready to continue?